Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. This is Pensacola Right Now. And congratulations, we made it through a beautiful Monday.
Yes, we did.
Just a great day. Thanks for having us along, and especially if you're just maybe leaving the office or the house. Thanks for giving us the ride. We do appreciate that. Enjoy the weather as it is right now.
Enjoy it while you got it. Just
remember what I'm saying to you about this time tomorrow. I remember that guy on the radio telling me it was going to rain like crazy around here. It's going to rain like crazy around here on Tuesday, to be more definitive to you. It is going to start moving. Austin's been perusing this thing. What have you found on the latest from the Weather Center?
Well, quite frankly, tonight we're going to start to see about a 60% chance of rain bleed into your Tuesday morning, obviously middle of the night sort of thing. But in the meat of your Tuesday, 100% chance of rain. And then as strangely as it arrives, it should dissipate. Come Tuesday evening, it'll drop down to 50 and 20%, but come Wednesday, it should be relatively clear.
You know, I did something bad over the weekend. I knew that this front was coming in.
Yes.
Okay, so I was out. I actually cut my grass yesterday morning.
We're all rooting for you.
Yeah, it was fun. Let me tell you. I always say, November in Florida, cut the grass.
Yep.
Check it off the box to-do list. But I was out there, and I was watching my neighbors put up their outdoor lights and their outdoor blow-ups and stuff like that. I'm saying,
right.
Should I tell them or should I not tell them?
Well, I mean, it's just one day.
Well, so but the blows.
Don't be humbled for a Tuesday.
The blows come in, and maybe I'll get some kudos for that. But who knows? Just be prepared. Rain's coming for Tuesday, and then it blows out of here, doesn't it?
Yes. It disappears almost entirely, it looks like. And then, man, I'm really looking forward to Thursday, because that's when we start to see a cold front come in. And it's going to be like highs in what? The low, mid-60s, something like that?
Boy, that's going to be great.
Yeah, that's awesome. I can't wait.
Okay, here, let me just kind of bring you up to speed and shine the light here on the last, there's the operative word, the last advisory from the National Hurricane Center.
Mm.
As you know, hurricane season ending about 12 days from now. Forecasters say today the remnants of former tropical storm, tropical depression, Sarah, whatever you want to call it, wasn't much of a blow to really speak of, will be absorbed by a frontal system. Showers and thunder showers with locally heavy rainfall sweeping across Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and into the Florida Panhandle tomorrow. Wednesday, those showers blow out of here, head to the Florida Peninsula. So it gets away from us, and they will be experiencing some local heavy rainfall and severe weather. Again, hurricane season ending in about 12 days. Oh, go ahead, smile.
All right, I'm smiling.
Go ahead, you can smile about that.
Yes, ear to ear, man. Also wanted to touch on this, because this is one of the top stories, not just nationally, but globally as well. Multiple sources indicate President Biden is giving the okay to Ukraine to strike Russia with U.S.-made long-range missiles. At the same time, there are reports that Ukraine plans to launch strikes in the coming days. This comes after news of North Korean soldiers arrived at the front to fight alongside Russian troops. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has been requesting permission to use U.S.-supplied weapons to strike deep inside Russia for months now.
Okay, 414 News Radio 92.3. Let me get you caught up here on what the markets did. You deserve that. Stocks end mix as more big companies are releasing their quarterly results later this week. Fox Business guru Jerry Willis is in New York with the latest.
Stocks ending mixed as investors eye earnings this week. At the close, the Dow down 55 points, the S&P 500 up by 23, the NASDAQ rising 111. Traders bracing for key earnings reports this week, with Walmart out tomorrow and AI giant Nvidia out Wednesday. The chipmaker shares down slightly on a report of overheating chips. One winner today, Netflix, hitting an all-time high after the Tyson-Paul fight drew more than 60 million viewers. And in economic news, homebuilder sentiment unexpectedly rose this month to its highest level since April. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
All righty. On the nose here, 4:15, just in time for our first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, very happy to report that there's not too much going on. Our worst looking spots right now are going to be on Mobile Highway, traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue. Also on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, and maybe a little bit on Blue Angel Parkway, traveling northbound towards Highway 98. Outside of that. It's probably just a little bit of spurts here and there in the usual spots. Now, as for the weather, we touched on this a few minutes ago. Rain's coming in tomorrow, and the chances of precipitation will start to bleed in throughout this evening. But right now, it's not looking too bad. Low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow, the high is going to be 77 with a low of 64.
Okay, here's the deal about that rain. They say it's going to start in the overnight hours tonight. So when you wake up with Andrew in the morning, it'll probably be wet.
Yes.
Pretty safe to say, wouldn't you say?
His umbrella will be dripping.
All right. And I just wanted to update you here. Just got this in just a few minutes ago before we went on air. FDOT shot this over to me. Starting Wednesday, and I think they put this off till Wednesday because of the rain factor, but starting Wednesday, drivers traveling near Highway 90 in Santa Rosa County will face construction work. This is from West Spencer Field Road onto Highway 90. Officials confirming the work will occur in the early morning hours. You'll probably miss this. It's between 4 and 6 a.m. and should be completed by Thursday, weather permitting, since they moved that day from Tuesday to Wednesday. So shouldn't be too much of a commute for you.
Absolutely. And Spirit Airlines, which offers many routes in and out of Pensacola, and it's actually an airline that we've talked about, I want to say rather recently, they have filed for bankruptcy. The budget carrier says it's reached a deal with bondholders for $300 million in financing to help it through the bankruptcy process, which it hopes to exit in early 2025. The airline says service will continue normally and uninterrupted. It's been struggling with losses and a failed merger attempt.
Well, you know why we talked about them, don't you?
I actually can't remember why.
Bullets in the plane.
That is why. Thank you. Yes, because that happened with a couple of planes.
Yeah, it did. So that's what kind of you. I knew you were on track on top of that one, but they were one of the carriers that came back to Miami with bullets in the fuselage.
Luckily, no one really hurt, so that's good.
And that's the truth. And that's the bottom line. Just, you know, nobody was hurt in that thing. Hey, Paula Pugh, you might have, we spoke about this name last year, actually. She was the former treasurer of the Northwest Escambia Little League up in Walnut Hill, has been indicted, this time in Alabama, on 36 felony charges for alleged fraud and theft from the organization. According to Escambia deputies, this is Escambia, Florida deputies, the alleged thefts happened from July 26, 21 until December 9th, 22. Pugh was indicted by a grand jury in Escambia County, Alabama, on all 36 of those charges. And by the way, not good for her. All 36 of those charges are felonies.
All righty. Just about 4:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, there is a consumer warning for Floridians as International Fraud Awareness Week kicks off. We've got a message from Attorney General Ashley Moody, some of the tips that she wants you to follow, making sure you're not getting scammed by anybody. Got details on that stuff and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us this Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Most people's number one priority when it comes to their home is it's comfortable. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. For more than 40 years, our team's comfort professionals have dedicated ourselves to making your home comfortable, no matter what the temperature is outside. Our state-of-the-art, high-efficiency comfort systems dramatically reduce humidity inside your home while at the same time reduce energy costs. And they're even more environmentally friendly than systems built just a few years ago. Want to be more comfortable inside your home? I invite you to give me a call at 857-4700. Call today or visit us online at climatechproair.com.
Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3. It's kind of one of those lazy time of afternoon songs, isn't it?
Yeah, especially with the overcast vibe. Just trying to mellow out here.
Little Jimmy Taylor.
Stay alert behind the wheels, of course.
Okay, 423 News Radio 92.3. Hope you have a good afternoon. Thanks for having us on. I want to touch on something you kind of breezed over a little bit, but I want to go a little bit deeper in this. Russia is accusing the U.S. government of throwing oil on the fire by letting Ukraine strike deep beyond its borders. This is getting to be real nasty. Fox's Jonathan Savage has more on this continuing story.
The Kremlin says the United States is trying to escalate the conflict in Ukraine. President Joe Biden's administration has decided to allow Kyiv to use U.S.-supplied long-range missiles against targets inside Russia. Russian spokesman Dmitry Peskov warns the decision, if followed through, would increase tension and it would mean the U.S. is more deeply involved. In September, President Vladimir Putin said this kind of measure would directly involve NATO countries in the fighting. After denying the request for months, President Biden made the decision when thousands of North Korean troops started fighting on Russia's behalf. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
All right, just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, luckily not seeing much accidents or anything like that on the roads at this time. I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, still dealing with its usual afternoon backups. Mobile Highway at the intersection with Michigan Avenue has some issues there. And Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Highway 98 and then continuing northbound towards Softly Field Road, dealing with some issues as well, but outside of that, it's not too bad. As for the weather, 75 degrees right now, low of 72 tonight. Going to have some rain creep in, and really bring the hammer down on Tuesday. 100% chance of rain. High of 77, low of 64.
Can't keep up with those technical terms of yours. I'm telling you that. Okay, listen, I was thinking this weekend, of course, I started decorating the inside of the house. Of course, I had my Hallmark movies all cranked up, you know, and watching.
Tis the season, right?
Yeah, putting all the. But it started to make me think, you're exactly. There you go. You're right on track here. Now is the time to reserve your spot to have the Miracle League of Pensacola fry your Thanksgiving turkey.
Ooh.
Yeah, donations will benefit the Miracle League of Pensacola. If you want to schedule that appointment, I would recommend doing this. Here's the number, 850-380-4994. Walk-ups are welcome, but reservations are preferred. Where's the park at? Of course, Miracle League Park over on East 9 Mile Road. That's 555 East 9 Mile Road. They could probably text us, couldn't they, if they need more information?
Oh, yeah. If you have questions, you can text into 850-437-1620 to learn more. Speaking of that text line, in about an hour, we're going to be using it because I've got a pair of tickets to give away to Florida State Charleston Southern. Florida State coming off a bye week hosting the 1-10 Buccaneers. I'll have a prompt for you. It'll be simple. Won't be a question. It won't even be a question. It'll just be basic interaction because, as Chris and I said earlier, this is a mellow Monday, man. Not manic Monday, mellow Monday.
It sure is. Okay. You know, election forecasters largely got it pretty right how the 2024 House and Senate races would pan out. Fox's Chad Pergram has details on the Speaker's Lobby.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. There was some shock at the outcome of the recent election, but when it comes to control of the House and Senate, things mostly landed where learned observers expected. There was a high probability of a Republican Senate, with the GOP likely having a seat or two to cushion a majority. The forecast was that the House breakdown would probably reflect the split between the majority and minority today. The only question was which party would be in the majority, and there was a high likelihood that control of the House would mirror the outcome of the presidential election. The House is close in Republican hands. The Senate moved to the GOP with a few pickups. So say what you will about the presidential election, but very few predictions about the House and Senate were off. In the Senate, the map always favored Republicans. The GOP would probably score an immediate pickup, with Senator-elect Jim Justice claiming the seat of retiring Senator Joe Manchin. Sherrod Brown of Ohio, John Tester of Montana, and Bob Casey of Pennsylvania were among the most endangered Democrats. That trio always appeared on the ballot in Democratic years. But 2024 was a Republican year. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
427 News Radio 92.3. McDonald's is investing millions of dollars to bring customers back to its restaurants after that deadly outbreak of E. coli food poisoning. A lot of folks a little squirmish about this thing now.
As they should be.
It sure is. Fox's Paul Stevens is in with the story.
That E. coli outbreak was tied to onions on the fast food giant's Quarter Pounder hamburgers. McDonald's will now invest $100 million to get more customers back into stores, including $65 million going directly to the hardest hit franchises. Slivered onions on Quarter Pounders were the likely source of that E. coli, Taylor Farms in California recalling onions potentially linked to the outbreak. Quarter Pounders were pulled from menus in several states in the early days of the outbreak. McDonald's resumed selling Quarter Pounders with slivered onions nationwide over the past week. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Yeah, it actually won't be the last E. coli-related story we've got for you throughout this hour and throughout this evening, but I digress. That's dietary health. Let's focus on financial health here because I mentioned this before the break. Ashley Moody, Florida's Attorney General, wanting to raise awareness about International Fraud Awareness Week. She says that Americans nationwide reported losing more than $10 billion to fraud just last year. She's offering a series of tips to prevent residents from falling victim to future scams. Consumers are urged to check their bank statements regularly for potential fraudulent charges, use credit cards for online transactions, and never send out personal information through text or email. That one should be second nature at this point. Additional advice is available, though, through myfloridalegal.com.
Have you ever been tapped into?
Luckily, like when it comes to my finances, no, but I've had people try.
Oh, I've had it. Let me tell you, and it's interesting when you get these bills, and I remember this one case that I had just gotten back from a vacation, and I came to look at my, you know, my account on the computer, and I looked there and I said, I don't remember buying women's lingerie in London recently. And that's what it was. Somebody got my number. And it was weird because it went from Pensacola to Washington to Europe.
Oh,
went that way. Anyway, my good bank took care of that. But, oh, man, you got to be careful.
I always check my account balance.
I check it daily. I mean, that sounds crazy, but, you know.
No, I mean, you check it like an email.
I've had it happen before. Coming up at 4:35, let me just kind of tip you off a little bit. We're going to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs season coming to an abrupt close.
Well, that's kind of
okay. What I mean by that is they were going to go 10-0, didn't happen for them.
Right,
is what I mean.
And so, that was just a matter of time.
Okay, we're going to talk SEC stuff here. We'll talk UWF stuff. Talk a lot of information that you definitely would like to know about. FSU, we'll talk about that. Coming up, 4:35 on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden is asking Congress for an additional $100 billion in emergency disaster aid in response to damage by Hurricanes Helene and Milton. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We should not kick the can down the road nor withhold vital resources the federal government needs to properly help recovering communities.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says Congress will evaluate the president's request to make sure to deliver aid. President Biden has authorized Ukraine to use missiles supplied by the U.S. to strike targets inside Russia. The move follows Russia's positioning of thousands of North Korean troops along Ukraine's northern border. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
We will continue to do what is appropriate to hold Russia accountable for its actions, including its escalatory actions, and to hold North Korea accountable for its escalatory actions.
The Kremlin had previously said they would consider this a U.S. attack on Russia. America's listening to Fox News.
Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. McDonald's is spending $100 million on marketing to help franchises most heavily affected by a recent E. coli outbreak that sickened more than 100 people and damaged sales. Shares of McDonald's slipped about 7% over the past month. CVS Health says it will be adding 4 new members to its board in an agreement with Glenview Capital Management, including the hedge fund's chief executive, Larry Robbins. Shares of the healthcare conglomerate currently up more than 5%. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed, with the Dow dropping 55, the S&P 500 up 23, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ growing by 111 points. Boeing delivered layoff notices to more than 400 members of its professional aerospace labor union, part of thousands of cuts planned as the company struggles to recover from financial and regulatory trouble. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. I have Dylan Gabriel, Shador Sanders, Cam Ward, Ashton Gentry, and Travis Hunter being Heisman Trophy finalists in a few weeks in New York City. However, right now I believe only Ashton Gentry or Travis Hunter could actually win the award. Gentry has 1,893 rushing yards with 27 total touchdowns, and Travis has 74 receptions for 911 yards with 9 touchdowns. And don't forget about the defensive side of the ball, where he has 3 interceptions. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Monday Night Report absolutely free on recorded message line, 1-800-244-5506. Houston at Dallas tonight is going to be a monster game, and I've got the side and total. Houston Dallas, college and pro hoops, plus special prop action. That's 5 big plays. John Anthony has you covered. I love to sweep the board. Call now, hear him for free on recorded message, 1-800-244-5506. 5506. Information wins. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. Call 1-800-244-5506. You want the information? I've got it. Houston, Dallas, plus hoops and special prop action. I love to go 5-0 the season free. 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506, or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign then drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport. Don't miss the return of Sign Then Drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign In Drive sales event at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Ready, another 2-3. I had to wait till that post got it there. That's a great song.
Yeah, I'm on a Blues Traveler kick right now.
That's a good song. You're on a good kick now. Monday afternoon, happy one to you, folks. Thanks for having us on. This is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. And this time tomorrow, we'll be speaking to you from a very wet area.
Yes.
I just want to remind you, Andrew McKay will bring you through this whole thing starting at 5 tomorrow morning. Rain's going to pick up overnight. We're not talking torrential rain here, folks. We're talking 3 to 5 inches, but we are talking rainfall. And the best place to get that information, Andrew McKay, in the morning, he'll crank it up at 5.
All righty. Let's see. You know, I want to touch on the roads very quickly here because, first of all, it won't take too long. But second of all, we've been talking a lot about the rain and stuff, so I figured why not tack on the roads with that. We do have some backup still on I-10 if you are traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, and some congestion is developing on North Davis Highway near the intersection with Airport Boulevard, though even that is not very severe. So outside of that, the worst-looking spot is Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, but you would have already expected that. As for the weather right now, 75 degrees, overcast skies clearly. Tonight's low, 72.
Okay, we've got a lot to talk about with sports. Let's go ahead and crank up that game last night, or the game, Kansas City game. 10-0.
Yes.
What happened? They whipped into a Buffalo Bills team.
Well, that's the thing. The Bills are good. You know, the Chiefs are good, but you're going on the road. That's going to be a tough game for you. That's why everyone was looking at that unbeaten record, and it's like, okay, this team's not unbeatable. They're just good, and they've gotten lucky a couple times. I mean, blocked kick in a double-digit comeback against the Broncos. Give me a break.
Yeah, I just wanted to see some of the players from Kansas City become a little humbled after losing a game. Knock them down a few inches, you know? Welcome to the real world. You got a loss in you. But anyway, Fox's Tim McAllister, he's in today, has the story and other big news from Sunday's action.
With the game on the line on fourth down, the Bills decided to go for it.
Gonna run for it, he got it! And there he goes! Inside the 10, the 5! Oh, the play of the year in the NFL!
Courtesy CBS, Josh Allen scrambled for that first down and touchdown. Late, the Bills beat the Chiefs 30-29. That's the fourth straight regular season win for Buffalo in the rivalry, but the Chiefs have won 3 straight in the playoffs. The Lions are also 9-1, blitzing the Jaguars 52-6, and the Steelers took control of the AFC North thanks to 6 Chris Boswell field goals in an 18-16 win over their rivals, the Ravens. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox Sports.
That game surprised me. It was exciting.
Well, I'm surprised you got the score wrong. wrong. He said 30-29. It was 30-21 Bills. But in all seriousness,
straighten them out.
Yeah, come on, man. What are we doing here? No, but yeah, looking at some of the other games that are kind of swirling around, I will say this to Bills fans, because I know Captain Chris over in Cat Country, he's a Bills fan. So if you're listening, Chris, I got some news for you. The Bills, I don't look at this as like a huge validating win for them. As I said, everyone knows the Chiefs are good, but they're not great. Not only that, but I mean, this would not be the first time the Bills have beaten the Chiefs in the regular season and have gone on to do nothing in the postseason. So, cool your Jets, Bills. But also, I do want to talk about the Steelers-Ravens thing. Lamar Jackson, something that has defined him. He's had a couple of defining issues throughout his career. People call him a running back, even though he's proven he can throw. People talk about his lackluster postseason performance over the course of his career so far. However, I think another defining matter is going to be that he cannot for the life of him beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. If I am not mistaken, the Steelers have now won 8 of their last 9 meetings. When these guys are supposed to be both contenders, And when the Steelers have had down years like they have, barely getting out of the red, I can't look at this and say, oh, well, that's justifiable in any way. That's ridiculous.
Does Russell have a future in Pittsburgh?
He's going through, even though the offense was not great, as you heard, 6 Chris Boswell field goals. Right. We couldn't close the drive to save our lives. Right. But I think he is in the middle of a rebirth in his career. Yeah.
Okay, interesting game tonight. I think Houston's going to demolish Dallas in this game.
I think they should. I don't know if they will, but I think they absolutely should.
So that's a game getting underway. 7:15, do we have that on ESPN Pensacola? That's correct, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that game, you can catch that. I believe the kickoff is set to go at 7:15, but they usually start their pregame around 6:30.
I think we may have a pregame, yeah.
Like 6:30 or something like ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1338.
At very least, be there by 7:15.
Okay, also, let me just zip by these real quickly for you. Got to get your take on that Catholic-Walton game over the weekend.
Dude, I told you. I said, I know rematches are supposed to be tricky, but I just don't see how one has such a monumental shift that you go from losing 52-16 to winning, what was it, 28-24?
Something like that.
Yeah, I just don't know how that happens, but it did. So Catholic, definitely one of the most disappointing teams in this area when it comes to their playoff performance. They were really supposed to give them some heck.
Okay, just think about it. Less than half of the high school football teams that were alive this time last week saw their seasons end on Friday night. So here we are, Region 1-6A, number 3 Pace, taking on Buchholz Friday night. What do you think about it?
Well, they've got a reputation. So Pace going on, that's definitely a bigger name in the postseason. I'm going to take Pace. They won over Oviedo or whoever it was pretty convincingly. So I'll take Pace, but this is going to be a far bigger struggle.
Yeah, the folks down in South Florida say Buchholz sneaks by Pace.
Sneaks by them, really?
Sneaks. Close game, they
say.
Well,
I have Pace winning close, so we cancel out.
Overall prediction, Nice versus Buchholz in the finals, and Nice wins it.
I would have to agree with that because Nice tore Tate a new one.
Okay, Region 1, 4A play. Here's a game. Number 3, Escambia versus number 2, Choctaw.
Yes, that is supposed to be our high school game of the week, I believe, on our sister station, nice. ESPN Pensacola. Okay. So we'll advertise that throughout the week, of course. Man, that's tough. I didn't even know Choctaw had that great of a season. No offense to him.
9-2.
Yeah, wow, that's phenomenal for them.
Well, Escambia and both Choctaw, 9-2.
Yeah, so Escambia going to Choctaw. That's going to be tough. Forget it. I'll take home team. Give me Choctaw. I'm sorry for doubting you. Sorry for ignoring you.
Okay, the prediction from South Florida is Escambia gets by Choctaw. Region 1, 4A, overall prediction. St. Aug takes on Escambia in the finals, and St. Aug wins it.
That is, once again, a very understandable pick there.
That's it. Coming up at 5:35, we got SEC stuff to talk about. Also, UWF and FSU. It's 5:35 on News Radio 92.3.
And with it now being 4:45, I'll get you another quick check of the roads and weather here in a bit more detail. Let's see. We do have some backups developing. This is going to be on Navy Boulevard at the intersection with Highway 98, so be on the lookout for that. Nothing too severe, but nonetheless, it is developing. Also, Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. Still got some backups there. And same with I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Outside of Pensacola, it's just going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Highway 90 traveling westbound westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, still overcast skies, 75 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Going to see some of those rain chances drip in, so to speak. Well, Tuesday, 100% chance of rain throughout your day, high of 77, low of 64.
Okay, the stuff blows out of here. Here's the good part, folks. It blows out. Think about it. In 4 days, the annual Fill the Mayflower Food and Fun Drive gets underway. It's November 22nd. You can help fill the Mayflower truck this Thanksgiving season with healthy food for children, families, senior citizens, veterans, and individuals in need. Of course, the event's brought to you by News Radio 92.3, Cat Country 98.7, with media partner WEAR-TV. Gets underway in the parking lot of Cardova Mall. You know where that's at, right across from Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital.
Absolutely. Now, this is kind of a sports story, kind of not. Kind of pop culture as well.
We'll take it.
Yeah, Chris, let me ask you this. Did you watch the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight?
I did not.
Well, you did not miss Jack, okay? Because I got to tell you, I don't have any insider information, but people always talk about Jake Paul and his fights being quote-unquote rigged, staged, scripted, whatever term you want to use. If that were to ever be confirmed, this fight would be some of the most damning evidence I've ever seen. This was bad.
Wow.
Tyson, I watched his training for the months leading up to this, and man, he still had the speed, he still had the aggression. I know he's almost 60, but he's one of the greatest boxers ever. For him to do that, and then he hardly moved in this fight. I refuse to believe that Jake Paul had him on the ropes like that when Jake Paul himself was predominantly conservative. This was just a very big bummer, if I got to say. And Netflix was lagging like crazy because of all the people that were tuning in. Their streaming platform was not prepared for this at all. So this was, I regret watching it, but apparently Mike Tyson says he has no regrets doing it. The boxing legend took to social media after he was defeated, quote unquote, by Jake Paul in a highly anticipated boxing match. And Tyson said that, this is one of those situations when you lost, but still won, adding he has no regrets about getting in the ring one last time. He also revealed that he almost died during his health scare earlier this year, which originally delayed his fight against Paul. Tyson said he had 8 blood transfusions, lost 25 pounds in the hospital, and had to fight to get healthy again. Well, I'm glad he's all right.
Are we going to frame this under conspiracy theory?
You know, I'm not going to, because I think conspiracy theories have to be unlikely to be a conspiracy theory. I don't think saying that this looked a little bit fishy is an unlikely statement.
Okay, 447 News Radio 92.3. There's been a lot of controversy about illegal migrants applying for asylum through a smartphone app. But now a company hopes to do the same for those who are legally here in the U.S. Fox's Eben Brown has more on the report.
There's now new tech to help legal immigrants who often need to deal with convoluted and costly procedures to make sure visas and green cards are timely renewed.
We don't focus on the legal immigrants that are in this country, and we wanted to offer them the most stress-free, affordable option.
Yasmin Saruri is an immigrant herself who once had to struggle with the U.S. State Department, but her company called Consulta Immigration invites its clients to use a digital assistant to help them renew paperwork or apply for U.S. citizenship, saving them money and frustration. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Also, Wall Street closing mixed to start this week. Of course, we touched on some of the stock recaps earlier this hour, but to give you some of the specific numbers here, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 55 points to 43,389. The S&P 500 rose 23 points to 58,93. And the NASDAQ gained 111 points to 18,791.
I think I've asked you this before, but you go to Pensacon, don't you?
I have before, okay. for work purposes, but no, I've never gone just as a extracurricular thing, but I've gotten a lot of the sights and sounds.
It's an amazing event. It really is. But let me just get to it, what I was going to bring this up to you about. Pensacon opened sales on Friday on a new 2-day ticket for the first time in the event's history. Trying to save you a little bit of bucks here, buy a couple of tickets at the same time. Pensacon officials confirm the 2025 convention is scheduled Friday, February 14th through Sunday, the 16th at the Bay Center, Pensacola Celebrity Guest List. Get this. Let me just tell you, I'm going to give you three of them. Just, there's a whole list, believe me. But listen to these names. You may not get this. Disney legend Haley Mills. Haley Mills was in the iconic movie The Parent Trap, Pollyanna. Probably baby boomers will really relate to this one very well.
All right.
Okay. Then there is, you'll know this one, actor and pop culture icon Priscilla Presley.
Oh, yeah. Know that name.
Former Ms. Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
Of course, she starred in The Naked Gun and Dallas. And then there was actor Lou Diamond Phillips. I loved his role in La Bamba.
Yes.
Absolutely. You know, he talks about living in South Los Angeles. I could relate to all that crazy stuff. I knew when I went to SC football games, it was in the South Los Angeles area. Used to sit low in the car. It was a dangerous neighborhood.
Golly.
But La Bamba portrayed that and kind of dissected that real nicely. Also, he was in Young Guns, Stand and Deliver. If you want to purchase tickets, or just, heck, you need some more information, visit Pensacon.com, coming in February.
All righty, 4:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, got some vaccine experts sharing their thoughts on RFK Jr. being selected to be part of Trump's cabinet. They took it about as well as you can imagine. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in tomorrow at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We spent quite a bit of time with the change of command ceremony from Friday, where Captain Shashadi was replaced by Captain Newman. Also found out what her call sign, Mama-san, means. Also, outgoing commissioners in Santa Rosa County, including Sam Parker, talk about their time and some of the things that have been meaningful to him, and listening to the other commissioners talk about the time with him. Plus, recapping the Argos season as they finish and do not make the playoffs. You can listen to all of those comments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. A little cloudy out there. Looking for that rain to start moving in during the overnight hours by tomorrow morning during Morning Drive with Andrew McKay. It's going to be wet. Just prepare. Take along an umbrella for work tomorrow just to get in and out of the car. But yeah, it's going to be pretty much of a wet affair. Did you ever watch Betty White, the famous actress in a lot of her series? She did one where she used to play a role, a Sue Ann. I forget that was her name. I don't know if that was Mary Tyler Moore or one of her countless other.
Countless other shows. Anyway, Carol Burnett?
Could have been. I'm just, her name was Sue Ann in the role. I remember that one. Mm. And what I'm getting at here, a stamp honoring Betty White coming soon to a post office near you. Fox's Monica DeLuca has the story.
The U.S. Postal Service announcing the memorialization of the Golden Girl star on a 2025 Forever stamp. In a statement, the USPS saying, an icon of American television, Betty White shared her wit and warmth with viewers for seven decades. An exact release date for the stamp has not been announced yet. White died in late December 2021, less than 3 weeks before her 100th birthday. USPS said it will announce other stamps honoring pop icons and more in the coming weeks. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
I used to love her. I really did.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. We were talking about Mary Tyler Moore and Carol Burnett, but Golden Girls was definitely one of her biggest. And
it really was.
And I did. I mean, heck, even as a kid, like, I loved that show. just about 4:55 here. I'm just laughing about thinking about it. 4:55
good thoughts,
here.
Good thoughts, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
See,
no,
you
absolutely.
Got good thoughts. That's nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah, no, no. That's the thing. Because Golden Girls, I mean, I did. I would watch that because my mom would have it on occasion. And yeah, I'd tune in and just some of the stuff they'd say it was funny because, you know, I could follow it. And there's like Estelle Getty, for example, who played the mom. Like she reminded me of my grandmother. Anyway, it's a whole thing.
Love it. Love it. See, you got a smile on your face. You had a good time.
Yeah, fond memories there. 4:55, getting one last quick check of the roads and weather here. Let's see. If you're traveling westbound on I-10, passing the I-110 north ramp, we do have some backups there. Also on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. We always have issues there, but some of it's bleeding onto Avalon Boulevard, so be on the lookout for that. Then it's going to be Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and traveling eastbound towards Glover Lane. As for the weather, 75, overcast skies, low of 72 tonight. We're going to see those chances of rain bleeding into your evening. 100% chance of rain on Tuesday with a high of 77 and low of 64.
Okay, if you're up in the Pace area, you might have stopped by the Pace Library, but as we told you, we started to really kind of remind you last week, but it is closed for upgrades. The library's November programs also shut down. The facility will reopen on December 2nd. You know who Ken Burns is? Ken's a famous filmmaker. In fact, he did a couple of local versions, I think one on the Gulf Islands, National Seashore, and some other projects. Anyway, Ken is debuting his first ever project, not about an American subject, Monica DeLuca. Kind of gets her fingers in on this one as well.
The latest documentary from Ken Burns explores Leonardo da Vinci. Burns co-directed the show with his daughter, Sarah Burns, and her husband, David McMahon.
This is the story of the most curious man in history.
The four-hour series makes use of the approximately 6,000 notebook pages Leonardo left behind, from studies in geology and physics to preparations for his paintings. The new documentary, narrated by Keith David, premieres tonight on PBS. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
All right. Also wanted to let you know that a texter did drop in letting us know that, Sue Ann was from Mary Tyler Moore. So you were correct.
There you go. Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
I love that text line. Great communication.
Yeah, they always keep us in check. All right.
Isn't that the truth?
Hinted at this before the break.
Thanks a whole lot.
vaccine experts are reacting to the selection of RFK Jr. for President-elect Trump's cabinet. They claim that he pushes conspiracy theories. Terry Burke, who heads the Texas-based Immunization Partnership, fears that Kennedy's opposition to the COVID shot will bleed over to vaccine mandates in schools. But Kennedy's backers say in response to that he merely wants better testing of vaccines, not necessarily rejecting them as a whole. So quite a pickle.
I will tell you this. If you were in Louisiana and I said to you, well, it's going to be a P-Row day tomorrow, what would you think I was talking about?
The rain.
You got it. And you might want to bust out the old P-Row and kind of row down to Escambia County. The commissioner's office is there. They're going to be installing four commissioners and a new chair and vice chair at a special 9 a.m. meeting tomorrow morning. Two new commissioners and two reselected board members will also be installed. Here they go. Commissioner Steven Strongberger, District 1, Commissioner Lumen May, District 3, Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger, that is District 4, Commissioner Stephen Berry, District 5. The board will also appoint District 2 Commissioner Mike Kohler as chairman and District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger as vice chair. You see, they're throwing her right there to the fire, man.
Yeah.
She's been in place and she's already the vice chair.
Okay.
Hey, so she's smart. She can handle it. I guarantee it.
Now, earlier this hour, we were talking about some sporting events that have been taking place on Netflix. Well, of course, Netflix is promoting its NFL Christmas Game Day.
Yay!
Woo!
I love it.
Well, apparently they're trying to give you a bigger incentive to tune in. The Houston Texans host the Baltimore Ravens on that day, along with Chiefs and Steelers. But looking at the former game here, Beyonce will be performing at the game. It'll be the first live performance of songs from her album Cowboy Carter, and some special guests are expected, but no word on the details yet.
I wonder how much her record label has to pay the network to get, you know, it's just an infomercial. Come on, it's 15 minutes of, like, let's feature Beyonce and her moves, and boom, sell the product.
Right.
I'm just wondering how much they had to pay her.
Well, that's the thing. Netflix getting this NFL package and then, Beyonce being at one of the games. That's crazy.
Oh, here's something definitely we need to talk about. No new bathrooms for Roger Scott's pool. The city of Pensacola is holding off on accepting bids for new facilities after the bids for that bathroom came in higher than expected. Mayor Reeves, get this, says he's kind of skeptical about spending nearly $1 million for an 840-square-foot bathroom.
Understandable.
So his next movie, he's going to put it before the council to gauge their reaction to this thing, you know? Hey, but I'm sure there'll be bathrooms on the way for Roger Scott. Hey, have a great afternoon. Thanks for listening.
On air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.